Welcome to the Ziglar Show. I'm your host, Kevin Miller, and this is our Habits Show. Zig Ziglar was the grandfather of good habits, and Zig's son and CEO of Ziglar, Tom Ziglar, is famous for citing that the fastest way to success is simply replacing bad habits with good habits. Today, we go behind the scenes with brain training expert John Assaraf, our guest from show 679, to find out what his habits for success are. And the purpose is to confirm the good habits you employ in your own life and help inspire you to even more. So what are the daily habits of a successful brain, mind, and change expert? Well, one you won't be surprised by is every morning when he wakes up, he realizes his brain is ready for programming and he has a methodology he employs to wire it for success. You'll want to hear that. John Assaraf has some significant habits that will inspire and some will just interest you, like the fact that he's 58 and after a six-pack at 60 bet with some friends, he released, as he says, 45 pounds of fat off his body and now boasts a body fat percentage of under 12%. I love this because he's a brainiac. He's not a fitness celebrity. The type of fitness that he's talking about here, he knows it fuels his brain for optimal performance. That's what we a lot of times miss in our culture. You also hear how he guides his career trajectory by asking, what will he be trading his life for? His time. That's a significant point too. He's also a hot sauce fanatic. He's an avid traveler and skier. And you'll be intrigued, I think, by how he reviews his weeks, his months, and his years. I encourage you to check out John's new book, if you haven't already, Inner Size, the new science to unlock your brain's hidden power. You can get it at Amazon, of course. And then if you go to ignitemybrain.com and submit your Amazon receipt, you'll get 8 brain training audios. So we're going to get started with John in just a moment.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family owned since 1935. And I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually 3 times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of 7 requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, friends, here I bring you the habits of success that you might choose to apply to your life from John Assaraf. Well, John, hopefully everybody prior to this show has listened to show 679, our main show, and heard us talk, especially towards the end of the show, on habits, which was just a brilliant discussion. And those habits are reinforced patterns in the brain. So what a better lead-in to talk about your daily habits, those patterns of your brain, those things you employ to do what you do and be the best John that you can be. Start off, number one is the physical and nutrition, both sides. What are your habits in those arenas?
Sure. So in the last 5-6 years, I've released 45 pounds of fat off of my body. So I used to drink a little bit too much wine, eat a little bit too much sugar, and not exercise a lot. And I realized as I was getting, you know, close to 60 years old, that my physical, little temple over here wasn't doing as well as it could. Yeah. And so I switched over. Number one was I got a lot of help to understand fat loss from weight loss? And how do I retrain my brain and my self-image and my fat set point to have self-image and a fat set point that I'm comfortable with, which is less than 12% body fat? I'll give you the result first, and I'll give you the method. So the result is, you know, I weigh 197 pounds right now from 243. So I've lost all the fat. I've gotten to under 12% body fat. And so now here's how I did it. So my physical regimen is I decided that the best diet for myself, food plan for myself, was vegan. I used to eat a lot of fish, chicken, not a lot of meat, but I added a lot more vegetables, decided to try a vegan diet, and that really worked for me. And so I've been a vegan for just over 5 years now. Wow. I initially hired a trainer to help me develop the habit of working out. And even though I was not as strong as I am now and I was out of shape, I hired a trainer 5 days a week initially to develop the habit. Even though some days I would lay there on the floor, for example, and I'd have him move my body because I was so tired from the day before. But I realized that the habit was more important than the intensity at first.
Wow.
The habit was more important than intense. So I was prepared to pay my trainer to show up so that we would just go through the motion of developing the neural pattern of I wake up, I do my morning meditation, which we'll talk about probably in one of the other sections, and then I do my, you know, an hour to an hour and 15 minutes of exercise. Now, we start off with 30 minutes, then added a few minutes. So I developed the habit of exercise, initially a little bit of walking, a little bit of weights. And I, you know, slowly released weight, specifically I released fat. And, for me, I have a language, something that I do quite a lot with is make sure that my language patterns are really good. So I don't use the term lose fat. I prefer to release it. Fat is energy.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I needed that extra energy for those years, many years. And I was wanting to release it. So I wanted to release it back into the universe to somebody else who may need it for comfort and loving. It served me for a while, like, but it was no longer serving me.
I like that.
And so so my daily regimen is 6 days a week I exercise. But then I also back it up with inner size. And this is the part that a lot of people miss. So I have affirmations around my health. I have images of the body that I wanted and that I now have. I look at every day. I do something called cognitive priming. So every day I take a look at something that I call as my exceptional life blueprint. And I look at health, wealth, relationships, career, business, fun, experiences, charity. And I see, for example, in the physical section, I see not only my body today, but I also have an image of what I want my body to look like at 70 and 80.
Yeah.
So I am imprinting into my subconscious mind by looking at words, repeating them, running my fingers along them, and then seeing images. So I activate the occipital lobe in my brain to wire that image into my subconscious brain saying, this is the body that I'm working towards right now.
How old again are you, John?
58.
And I, in my research, which is a better word than stalking, checking out Facebook and all that, saw some beach pictures of you. And far from the average 58-year-old, as you know, and congrats on that. That is inspiring. Thank you for that.
Well, do you know where that came from?
Huh?
Do we have time?
Yeah, sure.
Three childhood friends, myself, Robert, and Mel.
I saw the picture.
Mel had an 8-pack. Robert had gained, was overweight by 110 pounds. We made an agreement 5 years ago that we're going to have 6-packs at 60.
Nice. Okay.
And so Mel didn't have a lot of work to do. Robert lost 110 pounds. I released 45 pounds. And all three of us have close to 6-packs. You know, Mel just turned 60. Robert's 59. I'm 58. So that was the beginning of the goal that led to the behaviors, and accountability helped a lot.
And I was going to say accountability and community, and there, what a great testimony is that. That is excellent. Reminds me of that movie that came out recently of the guys who got together to play tag every year. I can't remember what the movie was called, but that's, I like your goal better. Second spoke, John, is family and friends, really just relationships, the things that you do to the good habits for your relationships that you put in.
Good. So do you mind if I give you some roundabout answers?
Please.
To these? So
absolutely.
Many years ago, I decided to live my life based on my highest values and make my decisions from my highest values. And so I'm not religious, but God was my highest value, the spiritual intelligence that's within every human being and in everything and everyone. So how do I make decisions and behave from that perspective? Then my second one was health, and that was spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical health. I call it SEMP, which is a model that I teach, SEMP. And then right after my own health is my family and true friends. And then right after that is my contribution to the world. And right after that is the fun and experiences I want to have in the world and what I want to trade my life for. And so family is right up there with oxygen for me, but not before health. And so I want to be in the best physical, emotional, mental, and physical state so that I can take the best care of. Family, you know, I'm married and possibly because of being divorced twice before and now being with my wife, Maria, for 20 years, I really wanted to focus on, you know, being a great dad to my sons, great husband to my wife, a great son to my mother and dad, and a great brother to my sister and my brother. And so it's right up there with oxygen for me.
Yeah. Yeah. What a testimony there, divorce. And I read your backstory, and there's a lot of stuff that we didn't get into, but divorced twice, but now married 20 years is a beautiful testimony.
Married for 13, together for 20.
Wow, beautiful. Yeah. Third spoke here, mental. And of course, this is your playground right here, inner size. But still, you're a guy, you wake up in the morning and you do your habits for the mental arena. Tell us about it.
All right. So there's a daily ritual, you know, that I follow. Morning is, you know, as soon as I wake up and I open my eyes, I do a gratitude exercise. And so what am I most grateful for today? So I want to start off every day, A, with a smile, wake up smile, mm-hmm. and then start right off the bat. What am I grateful for? And what pops into my head? My children, my kids, my wife, my work, some of the challenges I may be facing right now that is just forcing me to you know, sharpen the saw, so to speak. And then as I put my feet on the ground, I remind myself that many people didn't or couldn't put their feet on the ground that day. They died in their sleep. Hmm. And so I'm like, you know what? Today's a good day to be alive.
Yeah.
And so that's my first, you know, 3 minutes. And then from there, I do a morning, and I don't know if we're going to get into spiritual, but I do a morning meditation. But then from the morning meditation, I go into my cognitive priming, my brain priming, prime my brain on what are the affirmations that I'm reading? What's the story of my life that I read? I have a couple of prayers, you know, that I wrote for myself to focus on. Then I look at every one of my big goals in health, wealth, relationships, career, business. And I basically say to myself, this is what I want you to focus on today. And then from there, I go to my calendar of here are the things that I've already, you know, said I'm going to accomplish this day. So I'm mentally focused on those things. And this all happens, by the way, between like 6:30 to 8:30 is me time. On my physical health, spiritual, emotional, cognitive priming, inner sizing. And that's how I start my day. Then at the end of the day, I do a mental check-in. What worked today? What didn't? What can I do better tomorrow? What lessons did I learn?
I like that. That beats beer and TV any day.
I watch plenty of mindless TV too, by the way.
Well, it's not, not ending it. It's good. All right, man. Four, financial. And I know you've had a story there. You built, I think it was 5 multimillion dollar businesses now. That was not always the case to be in that place. So I'm sure you've had a journey. So whether it's the habits that you employ today or the ones that you have employed to get you where you are today.
Sure. So I've made, you know, quite a lot of money in my time. I've lost a lot of money. in a variety of different areas. I focus on five pillars of financial success today. And some of what I teach is first is earn more than you spend. Mm-hmm. So rule number one is get your expenses below the amount that you're earning. Number two, which falls right into that, is you've got to learn how to manage money. The money that you've got coming in, you've got to learn how to manage it. So I was very fortunate that I learned how, not from my parents, my father was terrible with money, but my mentors were very astute with money, understanding how much is coming in, how much your expenses are, how to manage the money you've got coming in, and then how to take the balance that you have, leave a little bit just in case, and then invest the rest and let your money work for you, which is the third pillar, is invest. So pillar one is earn. Pillar two is manage. Pillar three is invest. Pillar four is protect. Once you have investments, assets, then there are protection mechanisms, legal ones you can put in place, whether it's the stock market and stop losses on your stock portfolio. Real estate's a little bit harder to gauge the marketplace, but you can protect assets through protection. And then the fifth pillar is all about debt and recovery as well. So if you have debt, there's a difference between good debt and bad debt, high interest rates, low interest rates. What are the strategies, you know, to reduce debt if you have debt and recover from, you know, in 2008 and 2009, I took a massive beating, like a lot of people, you know, in the stock market and in real estate, but then recovered, you know, because I had good practices in place of not getting fearful and, being decimated. So, you know, those are the five pillars for me. I'm fortunate to have a pretty good business, that does well and takes care of all of my needs and then some. And then there's actually, if we're talking about, you know, financial, there's different mindsets that people have that I like to talk about. And there are some people that have a scarcity mindset, yeah, where there's not enough. Some people have a security or stability mindset where there's just enough. There's others who have a success mindset where there's more than enough. And there's a significance mindset that suggests that there's more than enough for everybody, and you can do a lot of good with it. And that comes, by the way, from Rick Warren. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give him credit for where that's due. But those are real mindsets that people can have around money and wealth.
That is a strong structure. And thanks to these sponsors for bringing us today's show.
Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com.
Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin. Most of today, you will be indoors, likely your home or your office. I am as well. Even with my treks out into the woods, I spend a lot of time inside. And we're going to take about 20,000 breaths. According to the EPA, the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted. At my studio, we have heat being forced through old ducts. I walk on carpet full of years of junk. No idea what's floating in the air that I'm taking constant gulps of. The solution is an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, bacteria, viruses. They do it so your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get this special offer, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin. AirDoctorPro.com, promo code Kevin. Five, spiritual. You've hit on this a couple times already. So yeah. Tell us what's happening there.
Like I said, I'm not religious. And I believe that everyone and everything has got this omnipresent, omnipotent intelligence within them. It is what makes the cosmos. It is what makes us. It's in everyone and everything all the time. And when you do a little bit of, or a lot of research like I do, and you realize, right at the cellular level, when you understand what's happening in 100 trillion of your cells in your body and the trillions of gut microbes that you have and the intelligence within them, you've got to believe that there's something that created it. I don't know what you call it. I don't care. But what I do know is that, if you take a bucket of ocean water away from San Diego and you go inland, by 1,000 miles, you still have a part of ocean water. And so whatever it is that created me and you and everything else, it is within me. And that's what I call is the spiritual side of me. And so I have practices that remind me and connect me, to that. And meditation is one of them. Prayer is another one. The way I see the world is another one. The way I behave is another one. And so, I believe that everybody is spiritual. Some people are just a little bit more aware of it than others. And so do you have practices to help you become more aware of it?
Can I just ask you, because it's come up, it's been a part of our show. We recently, as the time of this will air, we will have published already some interviews with Johnny Powlard. He has the One Giant Mind app and talks about meditation. So that's been a big concept. Is there a certain type that you adhere to?
No.
Okay.
I've done transcendental meditation. I do meditations with sound. I do meditations with breathing. I've done a variety of different meditations, and every day I just pick and choose something that's on, I've got probably 8 apps, including, my own inner styles that I've created. And I just go, which one do I feel like doing today?
Yeah. Beautiful.
It's like, to me, it's like exercise. There isn't like one exercise I do every day. I pick and choose. I want to do this today and that today and that today. And so for my meditations and mindfulness, I just choose a variety of different methodologies. Some guided, some not, some with sound, some without, some just quiet, some focusing on breathing, and some where there's thought, some where there's no thought. So the key is to connect, and some meditations are better than others, and they're all perfect.
Sounds like a habit.
Yeah.
Career and business is the next one. And this is
guy like you, as all of our guests here have, a lot going on, a lot of opportunities, no end of them. You could say yes to something every day. But what are the healthy habits you have, career and business wise, to keep you where you want to be?
So at the bottom of every one of my emails is my favorite quote: do more of what you love, less of what you tolerate, none of what you hate. I was fortunate, you know, to have some really good mentors young enough that made me realize that I was trading my life every day for what I was doing and who I was playing with, and that that trade better be worth it. And they taught me, you know, not to ask, you know, if I am worthy of the goal or the career or business that I wanted to have. Was the goal or career or business worthy of my life? I was like, okay, well, it better be worthy of my life, and it better be worthy of it every day, because there's definitely going to be some good times. There's definitely going to be some challenging times. And if I don't love, you know, what I'm doing with who I'm doing it with, I'm going to be miserable. And I was not prepared to be miserable.
Is what I'm doing worthy of my life? That may be a show title there. Thank you for that. Last one, John, it's personal. These are the things that you do, call it fun, play, hobby, the things that you do for you, for joy.
So a lot of people don't know this about me, but I am a fanatic for hot sauces. So I make my own hot sauces with some of the hottest peppers in the world, the Trinidad Scorpion, the Ghost Pepper. But I also mix truffle oil with it, and apricots or raspberries. I love a little bit of sweet and some really hot. I like hot sauces that have flavor versus just hot. So you know, I make hot sauces. My wife and I travel about 3 months a year around a different place in the world. I love to take my sons, and I'm an avid skier. So that is my passion. I love the beach and I love to ski. So,
well, and you told me about the house on the mountains you've got here in my neck of the woods. So, beautiful. I got to tell you, man, hot sauces are a joy of mine. I don't make my own, but that's what I often get for gifts. People send me different varieties. So I like that one. Beautiful. Man, thank you. Thank you for letting us have the behind the scenes look and the reality of you just walking out the daily habits and your own inner size. It is, it's been a gift to hear, John.
Awesome. I've got one little last piece for you.
Please.
So we talked about daily habits, but let's take it a little step further. Every Sunday, I take 30 minutes to review my week.
Okay.
So the night before, you know, on Sunday night, I plan the week. I make sure that I have, you know, the marching orders of what I'm going to do. Every month, I take a couple of hours to review the month. Every quarter, I take half a day to review the quarter. And every year, I take 3 to 5 days to plan the next year.
Wow.
So from the daily, which is great, let's put an entire ecosystem in place for checks and balances so that you can never be too far off of your plans.
I like it. It's convicting. Thanks for taking the minute to share that too. John, again, just a gift. Thanks for bringing this to us. And I am inspired for my own inner size.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for doing this. And thanks for doing such a great job.
Oh, my honor. Well, there you go, friends. Again, you can get John's new book, Inner Size, The New Science to Unlock Your Brain's Hidden Power, on Amazon, and then go to ignitemybrain.com, submit your Amazon receipt. You'll get 8 brain training audios. And hey, if you got value from the show, let us know. Leave a review on iTunes and mention John, and share the show with someone you think it would be of interest to. Coming up next in show 682, we have our Q&A show titled Succeed Where Others Said You Could Not. Have you had an area in life where you once underperformed and were thought to not have much ability, and you ultimately came to succeed in this area? Do you have an area in your life you've been told you can't do it, you can't make it, and you've just believed that untruth? Maybe you should think again. I'm going to kick this next show off by playing a 3.5-minute clip from Zig Ziglar where he shares a story by one of his daughters, actually, who was deemed in school as not a high academic performer. That perception was carried out by everyone around her, even Zig and his wife, Jean. And he shares what transpired many years later And as you can imagine, it's an inspiring story. And from this, I ask a question on Facebook. And folks, I invite you to join us for these weekly conversations. You can find and friend me on Facebook at Agent K. Miller. But this week I asked the question, have you had an area in life where you once underperformed and were thought to not have much ability in and later came back to succeed in this area? Tom Ziegler, join me to talk through your comments, and I believe you'll find great confirmation and probably some conviction. Till then, thank you, as always, for letting me walk with you as we inspire our true performance together.